Moncrief on News Talk.
In advance of assuming office, Donald Trump is once again issuing all sorts of doomsday-ish pronouncements. He's going to grab Greenland in the Panama Canal, in the process renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Now, whether he will actually do any of these things remains to be seen, but it does beg the question as to whether places can be arbitrarily renamed. Professor Jerry Kearns is from the Department of Geography in Maynooth. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Hi, Sean.
So if you were to rename the Gulf of Mexico, for example, is there some, can you just do it if you own the land around it, or is there some international body you have to go to first?
You can do it for your own country. You could put that, you could ask all American, all citizens of the United States to use that name. You could put it on US maps, and but there are other ways of doing things. You could, for example, approach the United Nations Group of Experts on Geographical Names, which is a body that reviews the naming of geographical entities and that tries to achieve standardization through what it calls inclusive, culturally informed and evidence-based solutions. You could make your case there, but that's not what Trump is doing. This is really not an example of using, he doesn't want to use multilateral agencies. He doesn't want to use diplomacy. This is characteristic of what we call U.S. unilateralism, acting on their own
Yeah. And so then you could have a different, say, bodies of water that are have different names, such as the Japan Sea. But some call it the Korean Sea. You say then there's an official name for that sea?
No, you couldn't say there was. You couldn't say there was an internationally agreed name, because the body that registers the international agreements, the International Hydrographic Organization, only registers a consensus. And if there isn't consensus, it leaves things blank. It doesn't publish officially a name. So, for example, French people can refer to the English Channel as La Manche. That works fine within their language group and within their area. You can't impose your national choice on others. And the only way to do that consensually is through things like the United Nations Group of Experts.
All right. So, and within the EU, I'm surprised there isn't some highly bureaucratic body that's in charge of all these kinds of things.
Well, there is an EU body that provides recommendations. I think it's called INSPIRE, which is an acronym. I'm not sure what the acronym stands for. And again, they reach consensus. They get the countries together and they talk it out and produce something which is moderately agreeable to everybody.
Right. I suppose a very acute example of that are, let's just say, these islands to keep it as neutral as possible. But Britain and Ireland, is there an official term for what they are? Is it the British Isles?
The mapping agencies, both in Britain and Ireland, don't use the term British Isles. Mm. The Ordnance Survey in Britain and the Ordnance Survey in Ireland don't use the term British Isles. And it's difficult to see why anybody would need to use such a term. You know, you can talk about Britain and Ireland. Where would you stop if you wanted to say these are, you know, British Isles? I mean, you go to the Channel Islands, do you? I mean, where does it? I mean, the whole notion of using British Isles as a broad term is really a way of talking about Ireland as British, and that is obviously very, very contentious. I mean, even the name of the United Kingdom recognised that division. It was the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland,
yes.
And now it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So Britain, the term Britain has a reference to the larger of the two islands.
Yeah. So because some have used the term like the Atlantic Archipelago the British and Irish Isles, that kind of thing. So is it just merely a matter of something catching on and then that becomes the agreed term?
Yeah, and I think it depends where you're using. I mean, I can't imagine anybody needing to put British Isles on a map to cover an area. So people only use it when they're speaking. And when they say British Isles, it's Anglo-centric, and they usually know it is.
Mm. Yeah. Though I think I've come across people who've used it and it's kind of in innocence, they've used it. And then when you point it out, they go, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you've got a point there. Jerry, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Jerry Kearns, Professor of Geography at Maynooth University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.